Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan
Top 10. Hi everyoneSo we are back with another episode. This is Japan Top 10 March 2024 Arts of the Month. Drum roll, please. It is Kichida Kyodan and the Akeboshi Rockets. I am sure that most of you know exactly who we are talking about. I'm your host, Connor.
And I'm Kusei.
And we are, yeah, we're going to talk about Kichida Kyodan and the Akeboshi Rockets. It is, oh...I'm already smiling so much. I'm so excited to play some, only a few of their songs. They have a lot of songs out there. We only have 12 for you today. And I'm just really excited. I mean, Kusei, what are your like first impressions or like what's your experience with this band?
Well, I quite like their songs. I have heard of some of their work in certain anime, I should say. And I am familiar with their work on Toho Project Media.And yeah, I quite enjoy their sound. I mean, how about you?
Yeah, the same thing with me. I really like their sound, and I didn't know that they had so many good songs as well. Like, I thought they were just like a one-hit wonder or something. I mean, we'll talk about Toho Project later on. So don't worry, you won't be lost for long if you're not familiar with it. Yeah, I also was familiar with them through one anime, which I will not name right now.I don't want to spoil anything, but I just thought that they, you know, I really liked that one song, but then I think when I checked like their like profile, I was like, oh, I see. So they did some stuff for some other anime maybe. And like, I mean, cause I feel like, yeah, some groups normally aren't so consistently good with like their anime openings in my opinion, but I think this group's an exception. I had some, cause I also scripted this episode. So I got to choose the set list and I had a lot of fun like listening to all their songs and oh, it was just a really good experience. And so, yeah, I think we will start with a little introduction to them with some more hard facts. And just a disclaimer, Kusei and I are struggling with some colds, illnesses, and so you may hear some occasional coughs.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Apologies in advance,
yeah.
But we will get better soon, hopefully. And yeah, so thanks for bearing with us. But without further ado,So, Kichida Kyodan and the Akeboshi Rockets are a rock band that formed during 2007, although it started as a solo project actually in 2004.
Kichida, who is the bassist and guitarist, and is known as the mastermind of the group. Kichida was the founder. They also opened the Kichida Cult website in 2004, and on this website they refer to their community as the Kichida Religious Community.
Yeah, they had a very interesting start.I think, you know, it was like kind of like, I mean, a lot of bands, they don't really just like start like, oh, like our band formed on such and such a day this year. And all of a sudden there we were, the Kichida Kyodan and the Akeboshi Rockets. Like, no, I think like with this group too, like, you know, it started off as a solo project, like you said, and then like it was kind of like up in the air for a bit. And then, you know, and then they're like, and then they finally had like, you know, members to start recording songs. And they recorded a lot.You'll get more information as we keep on talking about this episode about how they actually formed and what kind of, you know, band they are and what that process was like. But yeah, and it's interesting, like their website, you should check out their website. It's very interesting. Very, very, they have some nice bands. But going on, the band is signed to Warner Bros. Home Entertainment as well as NBC Universal Entertainment Japan.
It was not until 2010 with the release of theme song for the anime High School of the Dead that their popularity took off. This is a bit to the group's surprise as they are not so sure of the reason for this on their website.
Yeah, that was interesting. So They don't really know why, like, that song took off as much as it did. Like, they just like, for some reason. So that was really interesting. And so, but I mean, I'm not complaining, because after, you know, after this, like, they really did take off. And they had, of course, they had fans before this. But I mean, I really think, like, with High School of the Dead, like, that, and that's also the anime that I discovered them through. I think that's really, like, you know, when they started getting attention and renown, you know, like, I guess, with a much wider audience. Their other members include Ichigo, who is the vocalist, and you will, yeah, you'll hear a lot more about them as well, because they have quite a big role in the band. But their bio on the website says, it seems that they don't think too much about the details. There's also Hayabi, who is their guitarist, and their bio says, there is a sweet place and cute things. And then there's Michan, the drummer, who says, I eat a lot. I feel like I match that energy. I'd be Michan. That's me. I eat a lot.
Yeah, Michan's pretty relatable.
And then there's also Titsu, a guitarist for the group. Going back to Kishida, their bio says, the mastermind and having fun.
The members were all musicians who were working independently before the advent of Kishida Kyodan and the Akeboshi Rockets. And even now, they all pursue some sort of solo career as well.
Yeah, that was also really interesting. Like, this band started off as a solo project, and all the other members as well, like, they have, like, a career outside of the band, which is really neat. And so I think that might be why one of the reasons why they've been able to stay together for so long is just because it's not been the main focus, and they've had that chance to grow as musicians outside of the band. And then just a small stylistic thing, how they actually write their name and how their name appears, they don't have the H's out. And so even though, I mean, typically, like, when you romanicize Japanese, there'll be H's, so like Akeboshi, for example, or Kishida, but there's no H when they actually spell their name on YouTube, on Spotify, and so that's just a small stylistic thing in case you're curious. So if you see it, it does look a bit different than if there were H's, and so don't be surprised when you look them up and say, oh, I, who's this one band? Akeboshi, whatever. So, anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, the she usually written as S-H-I in manji, but I guess they don't have that. Also, the band has done quite a few anime theme songs. They're popular for their work on several anime, which includes High School of the Dead, but also anime such as Gates, Reincarnated as a Sword, and Strike the Blood. You will hear all of these on this episode.
Yeah, and they've done some more anime themes as well, but they're all really good. I'm really excited. Before we go on, we have a quick announcement. If you are an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and are looking to be featured on the podcast, you can reach out to our music director, Nola, by sending an email to her at nola@jtop10.jp. It's nola@jtop10.jp. We may and would love to feature you in a future episode. So please see our website at jtop10.jp for more information. Without further ado, the next song on our list is from another anime, which has the same title, which is Reincarnated as a Sword, from October 5th, 2022. Yeah. Again, this was reincarnated as a sword from an anime with the same title. The song comes straight from the anime, Reincarnated as a Sword. On their YouTube channel, they have a cool animated music video to go with it, which I will check out.
The anime and manga Tensei Shitoken Deshita, or Reincarnated as a Sword, involves exactly what the title insists. An unnamed man dies and is reincarnated in another world as a powerful sentient sword. Upon accepting his fate, he seeks to find a wielder, who turns out to be a girl named Fran. And I must say, I have read some of the manga before the anime was a thing, and I quite enjoyed it. I might pick it up again, and I do recommend both the anime and manga for people who like isekai anime, but yeah, it's different. It's not like, yeah, the dynamics between characters is quite nice. I like the progression of Fran, who starts out meek but then develops their powers as the story progresses. Anyways, yeah.
That's really interesting. Like, I feel like the trope of isekai is now oh, it's isekai, but it's like different. Like, I feel like, because there's like that, like, everyone's kind of like rolls their eyes when you hear isekai, like, oh my gosh, there's another isekai. But then, like, at the same time, I feel like every single time that someone like says, oh, this is like an isekai, but it's like different. Like, I feel like now isekai, it's like its whole trope is that it's not just isekai, if that makes sense. I don't know. I think it's really funny.
Yeah.
But I think I might try and read the manga now. Thanks for the recommendation. But Reincarnated as a Sword is a great example of how fast-paced these songs can get. Ichigo has remarked that it feels as if Kishida's songs only get faster and faster with each year. And remember, this song, Reincarnated as a Sword, came out in 2022 along with the anime. So of course, this is a challenge to Ichigo, especially when the group performs live. However, they are very confident in their training to the point where it feels comfortable to perform so quickly, loudly, and extreme. Like, yeah, I honestly cannot imagine someone singing so fast, so like live. Like, recording it, maybe you have lots of attempts, but like in a concert, imagine it, like, I can't even talk that fast, so I don't know how people sing that fast.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, and the title of the anime itself, like the premise, being reincarnated as a sword, I thought that was absurd, but then there was Reincarnated as a Vending Machine.
Yeah.
An anime like that, which came out recently, and I was like, what's up with people reincarnating as inanimate objects?
No, and that's, we did a culture vending machines in Japan episode a few months ago. I think we talked about that anime. We talked about and so just a little plug for that episode as well. You go and watch that episode of vending machines. There's actually a lot of information on that. and speaking of isekai, there's that like Sasaki and Peeps. Is that the name? Sasaki and Peeps. Which is like, it's also kind of strange, like there's just like this mage that's like reincarnated as like this like little like house bird. It's a canary maybe, or I don't know, but like maybe not canary, but it's a bird. And then at the same time, he grants like this guy who like purchases a bird powers, and then therefore he can go and travel back to mage's old world. Like, they're actually very creative. Like, I think the isekai trope is like, I mean, like, it's kind of becoming like obsolete, I guess.
Hey, well, I still read quite a few light novels in that genre, although I'm not too proud. Anyways, moving on to our next song, Desire Drive, released on May 27th, 2012.
していた夜の匂いで満たされ小さな部屋囚われた君を探すどうしようもなく終わりのないこの時間を生きてゆくのだからせめてそばにいてほしいよねえいいでしょ倫理なんて関係ないよ失ってばかりはもうやだ果てしない
That was Desire Drive, which comes from the group's 2012 EP titled JP, which includes tracks from the Toho project, naturally.
Yeah, of course. The album cover is very bizarre, featuring an anime girl who actually happens to be the main character of the Toho series, Reimu Hakurei. So there's another connection there. And they're decked out in clothing that incorporates the patterns and color of several countries' flags, such as Brazil, the US, and Germany.
In the image, she's also about to eat a hamburger with a Mr. Pepper, as opposed to a Dr. Pepper soda bottle, and a 7-Up the U written in hiragana, as opposed to the 7-Up, up written as up in English. Yeah, 7-Up can on the floor.
Yeah.
She also has a band-aid on her right knee, so...
And going back to Reimu Hakurei, they're a Miko, or shrine maiden, of the Hakurei shrine. So on the cover, Reimu eating a hamburger is possibly a reference to Toho fanworks depicting Reimu running a burger shop due to the Hakurei shrine receiving few to no donations. That's right there. That's a fact from Brinton. Such interesting connections, like I would never have made. And I just think the 7-Up, like using like the instead of the U, like the U from hiragana, like that's so clever. Like when I saw that, I was like, oh my god, like it's like I just sounds so funny. Like I feel like bilingual puns are just like some of my favorite like jokes out there.
Yeah, you can tell that these people care about the work that they're doing. Yeah. Like they're actually doing it because it's fun, and that they're passionate about it, which I quite enjoy when it comes to doujin bands. And yeah, and what's up with people putting anime girls in burger shops? Like, I know Rei from the Evangelion series is also depicted as a Burger King employee or something a lot. Anyways.
Oh, I think I've seen that. Yeah, no. It's a very interesting theme, I guess, but it must be a popular one. And also with this group as well, I mean, like, I'm not sure if it's because of their connection with like a lot of anime theme songs, but Kishida Kyodan and the Akeboshi Rockets, they have lots of like anime like girls on their like album covers, and also on like a lot of YouTube videos online, there's like also like kind of like covers and yeah. Anyways, we have another announcement, which is about advertisements. If you like to advertise on a podcast, you can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts, which that always makes me feel so like nervous. Like, how many people are listening to this? I wonder. I don't know. It makes me feel like I'm more responsible. Like, I can't mess up or something.
But back to the announcement. You can reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world, which is also crazy. 70,000, like, whoa, on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. You can find the full details at jtop10.jp. And our website is actually really cool. Like, I think it's been updated a little bit. Like, it's, I love going, visiting our website and, like, showing my friends our website. Like, they just, like, it just looks so clean. So it's really cool. But yes, we would love to have your advertisements on this podcast. Moving on to our second to last song, we have Egoistic Hero from July 29th, 2015. Egoistic Hero appeared on the B-side of the single that featured the opening theme for Gate Season 1, which is titled Gate, It Looks Like the Dawn. Kikita Kyodan and Akebashi Rockets performed both songs.
Yeah, and this song, Egoistic Hero, peaked at number 17 on the Oricon Singles Chart.
Oh, wow.
Just quite the achievement.
Yeah, breaking the 20s.
Yep. The lyrics themselves are quite energetic and suit the title, as they talk about the meaning in life and how to find it, which requires a bit of ego.
And the song has gotten almost 400,000 views on YouTube, which is also crazy. I mean, 70,000 listeners on these episodes, but then just imagining having 400,000 like people just like seeing your art, like that would be, that just makes me a little bit like, I don't know, self-conscious maybe.
Yeah.
But the song was nice. I like this one a lot, actually. It's probably one of my favorites as well. I just imagine I said like all these songs that we played for you are my favorite. Like this really, like, I think it's the same thing with Tokyo Jihen. I think like they're definitely, these two groups are very different, but I think Tokyo Jihen is also like one of those groups where I can listen to virtually anything from them and enjoy it. Like, I think it's very, very difficult for me to actually like everything that a band or an artist produces.
We have another announcement to make. Want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club. That's jtop10.jp/club. Starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast, along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture.
It's worth it. In less than 2 weeks from now, Brinton and Luisa will bring you the biggest Japanese hits for the month of March, which I cannot wait to find out what they are. So stay tuned for that.
And our last song is High School of the Dead from August 18th, 2010. This was High School of the Dead. This song serves as the opening theme for the anime High School of the Dead, which follows a group of high schoolers throughout the wake of a zombie apocalypse. Both the manga and the anime receptions were not too great, however, there are some likable qualities. Funny enough, in 2015, High School of the Dead became one of the 38 manga and anime titles banned in China by the Chinese Ministry of Culture again. High School of the Dead is quite popular, I think, recently. I mean, I still have friends and people that talked to me about this anime. Although I haven't seen it myself, I have a general sense of its contents and what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, now we mentioned three anime that have been banned in China. There's Strike the Blood, there's High School the Dead, and there's Death Note. I think it's really funny that those three have appeared on the last two episodes. But yeah, High School the Dead. So this is a song that the anime that got me into Teacher Kyodan and the Akaboshi Rockets. But in terms of the anime itself, I could not get through it. Like, I really like the intro theme song. But I honestly felt so guilty at first, like listening to, like liking it, or like even knowing of it, because for those who have not seen it or heard of High School of the Dead, it is very grotesque and inappropriate. There is a lot of fan service and like a lot, like overbearing, like it is a lot. And so it's kind of hard to, and the plot is not the best I've seen, but the characters are just, it's an anime that you would like watch with your friends and laugh about, or like see like a few episodes and then just like talk about with your friends afterwards. Nonetheless, I think that like Kichida Kyodan and the Akeboshi Rockets are very like the perfect like match for like making a theme song for the anime. Like, I certainly don't like dislike the anime. I think it's just, yeah, it's not, yeah. Kusei, I don't think you, I would not recommend you to watch it, but if...
Okay, duly noted.
there's no need to watch it. But if you want to see the theme song or something, then I don't know. But anyways, that's my take on it. One of the most impressive and colorful elements of every song from Kichida Kyodan and the Akeboshi Rockets is their guitar work by Hayapi. So when asked how they decide this aspect, it was revealed that Hayapi usually recommends whatever is popular at the time or that they have been working on. So for the recording of High School of the Dead, Hayapi used a bottleneck to get the high-pitched whir-whir sound, which is something that Kichida could never have imagined or composed. So composing is just the first step, and as you can tell, I think the members of Kichida Kyodan and the Akeboshi Rockets are very talented, and they kind of bring their own artistry into each song. So yeah, it's especially Hayapi. I think Hayapi kind of has it locked down. But yeah, I don't know, like, did you like this theme song? So I think it's still like one of my favorites. And I think it's kind of, it's like, you know, like still probably one of the defining songs from them, even though it's not, maybe it's not, you know, their best objectively. It's, you know, like, it's like, I think this is what the anime that they're known for the most, maybe.
I especially like the solo at the end. I think, yeah, the guitarist is pretty cool.
Yeah, there's lots of guitar solos in their songs.
Yeah, but I mean, I like the vocals as well. The song itself is pretty dynamic. I mean, you said that the anime is a little unfortunate.
Yes, it is a little unfortunate. That's one way of putting it, yeah.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it.
Anyways, but yeah, quite enjoyed the song.
Yeah, no, it was a nice song. And a very good band. So yeah, that was our last song. Yeah, I hope that you all enjoyed listening to them. I also feel kind of like rusty in hosting. I feel like I haven't hosted in like maybe like a month or two. Actually, yeah, it's been a while. I think that we have provided a good set list for you all and some interesting facts. Also, thanks to Brinton and Kusei also. Yeah, I don't know. I really enjoyed talking about them and listening to their songs. Like, I definitely want to listen to them more after this episode.
Oh, surely. Same here. And thank you so much, Connor. Thank you for bearing with my ill self today.
Oh, of course. No problem.
I hope it was an enjoyable episode to you too. This is a band that I'll definitely get into more now.
Yes. I think, and as we all should. There's also a few anime recommendations, manga recommendations, game recommendations.
Yeah, I also mentioned some other songs from the Touhou project that you should really go and check out. I mean, it's part of like common knowledge, I should say, in certain communities by now, like those songs of the Touhou project. So yeah, anyways.
I'm excited to see what the band comes out with in the future as well. We'll see. But anyways, thank you everyone for listening, and I hope you enjoyed as much as we did. This is Connor.
And this is Kusei.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.